And now it's time to pick up more valuable tips for you home handymen as we pay another of our regular visits to the basement workshop of Fred Falvey, the do-it-yourselfer. Fred, I see you've really beautified the workshop with all those potted cactus plants. Those are new since our last visit, aren't they?
Yes, but those plants aren't primarily for decoration, Ray. You know, a cactus pulls moisture out of the air, so I bought these and transplanted them into pots with the aid of a few simple tools. Now they're keeping the basement dry for a good deal less money than a dehumidifier would cost.
Well, that's quite an idea, Fred. And I'm sure our friends on the out there in the radio audience will want to dig up some cactus plants for that very purpose the next time they're vacationing out west.
Yes, it's always a good idea to have a few around the house when you live in the city. You can tap them for drinking water if your pipes have to be turned off for a long period.
Mm-hmm.
Cactus water doesn't taste very good, but it can keep you alive for several days after your neighbors have all died of thirst.
And you just cut a hole in the cactus to get the fluid out, is that it?
Yes, that's right, Ray. A number 5 paring knife is the best thing to use, but in a real emergency, almost any pointed sharp tool will do.
So, there you have it, listeners. Just one more example of better living by doing it yourself. Fred, I'm sure our home handymen are all anxious now to hear about your newest project here in the basement workshop, so go right ahead.
All right, Ray, this week I have a fascinating new project started in the basement workshop. It's this handsome thermometer that can be placed on the wall inside the home or nailed to a tree in the yard, whichever you prefer.
Gee, it really is beautiful and useful, too. Would you explain to the handyman listening how you made it?
Well, what I plan to do is explain how I made it,
mm-hmm.
for the benefit of the handyman listening in.
Oh, well, good.
It's really quite easy to do with a few simple tools. Now, the tube that holds the mercury is just an ordinary glass drinking straw. I sealed one end shut by heating the glass to the melting point with a standard acetylene torch.
Well, that seems fairly simple. But where did you get the mercury to put inside?
Well, of course, you can always buy it in quantity on the New York Commodity Exchange, but you don't really need that much for one thermometer. So I got mine from condemned tuna fish.
Is that available on the New York Commodity Exchange?
I'm not really sure about that, Ray, but the inexpensive source I found is a local fish cannery that had thousands of cases of tuna fish condemned because of excessive mercury. And I merely squeezed each chunk of tuna here in this number 8 vise and then caught the drippings in a bucket.
And that's all pure mercury that drips into the bucket, huh?
No, it's mostly fish oil, just a little mercury mixed in. But, of course, the mercury is heavier than the oil,
so it sinks
to the bottom after you let the mixture sit for a few weeks. Then it's quite simple to get it out of an ordinary household ladle.
Well, then I suppose you just put the mercury in a glass tube, with an eyedropper, something like that.
Standard number 6 eyedropper. It's the best thing to use for putting the mercury in the tube. Then you simply glue the tube to a nice piece of varnished lumber to complete your thermometer. Of course, you want to paint numbers down the side there to indicate the various temperatures.
Uh-huh. I see you have a number 64 painted on the wood part, and then a 72 above that, and then an 86 up near the top.
That's right. I just call the Weather Bureau occasionally to get the temperature, and then I paint in the figure they give me right at the point where the top of the mercury is. Of course, I'll have to wait till next winter to fill in the lower numbers near the bottom.
Well, it's going to be a real professional job when you're finished, Fred, and I'm sure it costs much less than you'd pay for a thermometer in a store.
Oh, yes, I already had the glass straw and the lumber, so my only investment was for the $300 worth of condemned tuna fish.
Uh-huh.
But I'll get most of that back as soon as I find a few of the neighbors who aren't afraid to eat it.
Well, it shouldn't be too difficult now that you've removed most of the poison and everything. Well, once again, fond listeners, we've witnessed a typical example of how to live better by doing it yourself, direct from the basement workshop of Fred Falvey, the do-it-yourselfer.